AM WLCX La Crosse and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Mark Remillard. President Biden picking up a major union endorsement. United Auto Workers President Sean Fain lending his union support.
So if our endorsements must be earned, Joe Biden has earned it.
It comes after Biden joined auto workers on the picket line during last year's strikes. Ohio's Republican-controlled Senate voting to override a veto by the state's governor, reinstating a ban on gender-affirming care for minors and restricting transgender girls from playing in women's sports. 4 years after suing the company, Washington State announcing a nearly $150 million settlement with drug maker Johnson & Johnson over its role in fueling the opioid addiction crisis. The U.S. Navy intercepting missiles fired by Houthi rebels in Yemen toward two American flagged ships in the Red Sea. Jon Stewart set to return to The Daily Show, rejoining the program as an executive producer and weekly host. This is ABC News.
Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. An amended version of Governor Evers' maps for the Wisconsin legislature is on its way back to the state Senate. The assembly today passed changes that would protect some Republican districts. Democratic Minority Leader Greta Neubauer.
We're open to engaging with our colleagues on the other side of the aisle on maps. If those conversations are in good faith and are going to produce a fair map, we need public input on anything in front of the legislature.
The state Supreme Court says it'll draw new maps if lawmakers and the governor don't do it themselves. There are now exceptions for rape and incest in a proposed binding statewide referendum question on banning abortion in Wisconsin after 14 weeks of pregnancy. That's after a Senate vote yesterday. Governor Evers says he'll veto any bill that makes abortion less accessible. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now, here's what you need to know closer to home.
For 1490 The Eagle WLCX, I'm Jimmy Kuska. The State Department of Public Instruction will be publishing its list of schools going to referendum this week. Many districts finalized ballot language in board meetings on Monday. Already, as of last week, 60 ballot questions for school referenda had been approved. 10 of them will be going on February's primary ballots. 50 more are already slated for April's election ballots. It's expected the total number for this spring will be over 100 once the DPI releases its report. Kickapoo, Richland, River Valley, Sparta, and Westby are among the districts with an approved referendum question. Tuesday was the La Crosse School District's band extravaganza, which featured over 500 musicians from five different La Crosse middle and high schools. The showcase was held at the La Crosse Center. The event, which showcases music education in La Crosse schools, was capped off by all of the students performing a song together. The National Weather Service says today will be cloudy with highs near 40 degrees. Our next shot at precipitation comes tomorrow night in the form of rain.
For WLCX, I'm Jimmy Kuska.
Women hear a lot about self-care these days. Advice on ways to relax, exercise, eat healthy, and more. Those are all great. But one of the most important self-care steps we can take is making sure we're financially secure later in life. That means saving money for retirement. It's never too late to start. And it's the kind of self-care that brings peace of mind that lasts. For small steps you can take to save for retirement, visit WeSaySaveIt.org. That's WeSaySaveIt.org. A message from AARP and the Ad Council.
Doc Rivers comes back to Milwaukee. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Bucks' new head coach is Doc Rivers, replacing Adrian Griffin fired yesterday. Rivers played for Marquette, then the NBA. He's been a head coach in the league for nearly 25 years. TNT's Shaquille O'Neal.
He does have experience with dealing with large name superstars, Dame Lillard and Giannis. And he does have experience with being a defensive minded coach. But again, as a player, you have to want to play defense. You have to want to have timely stops.
Former Marquette player, now analyst Tony Smith.
The one good thing about the timing of this is they have a lot of time. They're not yet to the All-Star break. You want to have a new coach in, give him some time to get ready for the stretch run.
A press conference has been called. The Bucks host the Cavaliers tonight. College hoops. Coach Greg Gard got his 100th career win as Wisconsin beat Minnesota 61-59. NFL, after three seasons, Joe Barry is out as the defensive coordinator of the Packers. Matt LaFleur saying in a statement that Barry is one of the best men he's ever worked with in the league. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
This is your hometown radio, Refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Tonight, a cloudy sky, patchy drizzle or freezing mist in foggy areas with lows in the low 30s. More of the same tomorrow, clouds, fog, and some drizzle, highs upper 30s. On Friday, little change, a cloudy sky, some foggy areas, and highs to the upper 30s. Currently, it's 37.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Outgoing Milwaukee County District Attorney John Chisholm. The way I joke about it is I'm probably not doing my job right if somebody's not ticked off at me most of the time.
The only way you can do it is if you have that steadfast commitment to doing justice. That tension's built into it, and that's quite frankly what makes the job just so phenomenal and exciting and fun.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Weeknights at 6 p.m.
on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. This is your hometown radio, refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media network. The talk that matters to you and fits your lifestyle.
Tune out all the yelling and screaming.
Come soaring with Eagle 1490. The Devil's Advocates radio show is broadcast under a time brokerage agreement between Devil Radio and Civic Media, Inc. Some portions of this program may be pre-recorded. Warning! You're about to listen to the greatest radio show ever, and due to contractual obligations and to shield our airwaves and corporate licensees from any semblance of liability, responsibility, and gullibility, we must tell you the views represented on this show are not necessarily those of this station or its management. This radio show contains differing points of view on current political topics, and due to the nature of its contents, it should be heard by everyone. Thank you for listening. Now live from the Civic Media Studios in Madison, Wisconsin, where the political party is just beginning, welcome to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show. Friends proving it's never personal, only politics.
Please allow me to introduce myself.
And now, here's your hosts, Dom and Crute.
Welcome to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show, the Wednesday edition. Dom, we're going to let him peek behind the curtain. Show them the sausage being made a little bit today. Welcome to the big show.
Hey, Crudy, great to see you. Thank you, Nate, working hard today. Of course, our fair audience. Thank you for joining us at this political party.
First and foremost, last night, we've got to look back for just a moment before we can look forward. How was Tony's speech, Dom?
The state of the state is strong. I didn't watch the speech. I was out at, I had dinner plans last night. But I did read a little bit about it today.
It's always better in the transcripts.
Yeah.
You've been telling me that for years. You've skipped so many State of the Union addresses, State of the State. I knew by asking the question I was going to embarrass you publicly, which was part of the motive. But here's a confession. I didn't watch Tony either.
Oh, I know, man. You're so excited, all salty that Tony would. How dare he?
Counter-program a Badger Minnesota game?
Come on, a Badger basketball game? How could you do that? Madison, tough game. Badgers barely won, Curdy. How was the game?
Well, how do you call it a tough game when they won? They won on the road.
Well, they won. Right, but they didn't blow them out. I mean, it was a tough game, man. The game. Anyway, I didn't watch that game either because, again, I was otherwise occupied at dinner plans last night. You were so salty about the governor doing this during the Badger game. Must have been a great game, right? How's the game?
Well, I heard just a brief part of it. You know, it was playing on the Civic Media Network. And
yeah. What?
I rushed home and I'm pulling up in the driveway and I get a text from my wife. It's senior night. I'm at the wrestling meet. I'm like, oh, God, it's senior night.
Oh, senior night? Do they know there's a Badger game on tonight?
Well, apparently they preempt with the local sports at my high school, my kids' high school. So Middleton Cardinals wrestling had senior night. So I hauled ass over to the high school and I almost went ass over tea kettle in the parking lot, you know, a little slick last night. So I felt like I was
careful out there.
Well, I was hurrying because I didn't know, you know, you don't know when they're going to announce. It was like 6:47 when my wife texted me. So I'm thinking, are they doing introductions at 7? I got to get there still. I got to park and across this treacherous parking lot. Get in this school. Find the correct gymnasium. I mean, that is an amazing school. But It's easy to get lost there, so I get in the gym. And there's time, there's time. And, you know, it was quite nice. They presented the mothers with a rose, and they gave the fathers an autographed poster. So happy senior night to my senior, Karsten. And then they handed Dad the dinner tab. Couple of them went to Outback last night because it was the only place still open after the triple duels. So I don't know how the Badger game was because I missed it. I saw none of it. Not one dribble.
All of that conversation.
Not one basket.
Didn't see one basket. Not one dribble. Not one free throw.
Looked good on the news last night. My team looked good in the highlights. But here we are, Dom, another day and another fired coach. That was the other thing we'll talk about today that's, you know, not political related, because yesterday was the New Hampshire primaries. And, you know, we did some predicting and some over-undering on that event. We'll savor that in the 5 o'clock hour, perhaps, Dom. But what was I talking about? Politics, not politics. Oh, Joe Barry got fired. Boom, the didn't Packers see that coming.
Defensive coordinator, man. Was that big of a surprise?
Well, not 3 weeks ago, but now after they had kind of turned it around and played substantially better on the defense, I thought the guy had preserved his job. I mean, I thought he deserved another chance the way the team ended on a roll. Now you put some question on the end of the season. Take a little luster off that fine season these young players had. You fire your defensive coordinator. Well, begs the question, why? So why? We're going to call our sports reporter Mike Clemens at like 4:20, just like yesterday when the Bucks fired Adrian Griffith. And here's the other good news, since we're doing Sports Talk Live. At least we pointed you, our fair audience, in the right direction. My understanding is the Bucks, and you sent this over from ESPN, Dom, they're already reporting the Bucks have made a deal with Doc Rivers. They got a 5 o'clock presser. Mike Clemens said, well, this is to explain why they fired Griffith. I said, well, can it be both? Can it also be the rollout of new coach Doc Rivers? I like Doc Rivers, so I hope that is indeed the case, and maybe a big rollout, but Mike Clemens joining us very soon. But Dom, the sausage being made. We kind of made an audible around here last minute. Decided we've got to look to the Wisconsin Assembly Chambers. And what's Boss Voss up to? You know, I saw him last night bemoaning the fact Tony didn't talk not one iota about giving tax cuts to the hardworking Wisconsinites.
I mean, it's tax cuts. This is what Republicans live for. And they rolled out their own proposal like 2 hours before Tony's speech. And Robin's very upset that Tony didn't bring up tax cuts.
Why didn't he rewrite his speech tailored around our agenda? Why wouldn't he do that? Now, please tell the people about the new maps. Hell, they got new maps. They've solved the gerrymandering issues in the state of Wisconsin. Hell, they've given back Tony's maps, now passed by this newly chastened Republican Assembly.
They learned their lesson. They have seen the errors of their gerrymandering ways, and they've signed Tony Evers' maps.
This sounds... Not really. I haven't seen a Hail Mary like this, or maybe a Fail Mary since, you know, like that Kansas City game when they screwed it up and said the player was offsides. But I haven't seen a Hail Mary like this since Scott Walker signed the back of the napkin to bring us Foxconn. How's that working out for Wisconsin, everyone? Remember Scott Walker's big claim, moving us to the 21st century with Foxconn.
He was just ahead of his time. Now Microsoft is coming. Crudy, Jesse Poyen reporting at the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. Assembly Republicans voted Wednesday to send a set of legislative maps to Governor Tony Evers that they argue make minuscule changes to his own proposal with the intent of avoiding pitting GOP incumbents against each other. Evers has pledged to reject them. Quote from Evers, "My promise to the people of Wisconsin is that I'd fight for fair maps, so I'll be vetoing the maps passed by Republicans today. Moving legislative district lines so gerrymandered incumbents get to keep their seats is just more gerrymandering. Basic stuff, folks." Lawmakers voted 63-35 along party lines to approve the bill.
Holy mackerel. He didn't throw a holy mackerel in there, did he?
The vote comes about a week before two consultants are set to submit a report analyzing several maps proposals submitted as part of a redistricting case before the state Supreme Court, which declared the current legislative maps unconstitutional. The court said it is prepared to draw maps if Evers and the Republicans-led led legislature cannot reach an agreement. Here's what Robin Voss had to say, the assembly speaker in the state of Wisconsin. What we're actually doing is making minuscule changes to ungerrymander the Evers maps. It's nowhere near complete, but we tried to figure out a way to live within the spirit of what the governor proposed. We have met them 99% of the way on the map that they asked for. 99%, just so, so close.
No Democrats spoke on the assembly floor. Several Republicans who would have been drawn out of their current districts without the changes made Wednesday gave speeches declaring their intent to run for re-election in their districts, even if it would mean moving. Come heck or high water, I will continue to represent the 88th district. John Mako, a Republican from Ledgeview, says, you know, even if they move, I'll move my family. We'll abandon our roots if necessary, whatever it takes. Following the vote, Assembly Minority Leader Greta Neubauer, Democrat from Racine, said in a statement that by changing district lines in favor of a few key individuals, you know, they're just like you, just better. A few key individuals, Republicans are prioritizing their own positions over the people of Wisconsin. Furthermore, Rep. Lakeisha Myers, Dem from Milwaukee, wrote on the Twitter Dom, just because it's at Governor Evers' map doesn't mean it's the right map. The legislature is supposed to create a map collaboratively, hold public hearings, and do the work. The legislature has not done due diligence since Friday. How dare you? How dare you imply that they haven't done a full due diligence since Friday when someone cooked this one up? Voss argued that lawmakers had to move quickly because of the timeline set by the state Supreme Court. Well, that's true, Dom. In a 4-3 ruling last month, if you're unaware, the court ordered lawmakers to have new maps adopted for the August legislative primary. And the Wisconsin Elections Commission officials have said new maps must be in place by March 15th. Looking forward to that, Dom. That, circle that day on your calendars. Most of the 7 plans submitted to the court as part of the lawsuit to overturn the current legislative maps would reduce the numbers of seats drawn to favor Republicans, including Evers' proposal. And the Senate approved the same proposal on Tuesday with 4 Republicans joining Democrats in opposition. They include Senators Joan Baldwin of Marquesan, Julian Bradley of Franklin, Chris Kapinga, never had much to nice to say about him, so I'll move on, of Delafield, and Eric Wimberger of Green Bay. Republicans currently hold 64 out of 99 seats in the assembly. Well, that seems fair, Dom, in a coin flip state, and 22 out of 33 seats in the Senate, a supermajority in that House. It's because they're super, Dom, these Republicans. Last-minute sausage-making, Dom.
Better ideas. No, no, you got it all wrong. Speaker Voss, he said it. What we're actually doing is making minuscule changes to ungerrymander the Evers maps. Yeah, it's the Evers maps.
It's not so much making the sausages, just a little home cooking, Dom.
Cooking, all right.
Come back with us. A little home cooking around here. If the Packers fire a coach, we're calling Mike Clemens, the sports reporter for Civic Media. Come back, our pal Mike, for a second day in a row. They keep firing coaches. Hope we're not next.
Foxconn will help Wisconsin win the 21st century.
This is the talk of Lacrosse, Eagle 1490 AM.
For the Love of Democracy Tour 2024 continues, thanks to our fine sponsor, Chance Design Build. Crudy lands in Las Vegas for the Nevada presidential primary, a competing GOP caucus, and all the build-up to Super Bowl 58. Tune in for special events broadcast live from the Vegas Strip. From the Nevada primary Tuesday, February 6th through Super Bowl Friday, Crudy brings you on-the-ground coverage from a swing state that helped Joe Biden win the presidency.
Earl Ingram.
Sandy. People are talking about influencers. I don't see too many septuagenarians or octogenarian influencers. They're alive.
We're trying.
Radio shows like this are our efforts to be influencers, I suppose. Yeah. I mean,
we can possibly be influencers.
Well, maybe. I don't
know. Calvin's laughing.
The Earl Ingram Show, weekday mornings 8 to 10 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. You're listening to the Talk of Lacrosse, Eagle 1490 AM.
The Devil's Advocates. Sausage making never looked so good.
And we are back from the 420 break. Thank you for listening to the Devil's Advocates radio show. You can listen to the Devil's Advocates wherever you go with the free Civic Media app. Search your local station. Use the call and text buttons. Come and take the Devils with you everywhere you go. The Civic Media app on Google Play or App Store.
Dominic, I feel a little deja vu. Seems like we had our pal Mike Clemens on just yesterday. He's the sports reporter for Civic Media. The Packers, his beat. The Bucs, his beat. But right at the moment, we're going to talk about the firing of the defensive coordinator for the Packers, Joe Barry. Mike Clemens, another day, another coach fired, man. How you doing?
Yeah, hey, Mike. Somebody gets fired in Wisconsin sports and your show's calling me again. What's up with that?
You know, this has been a lot of...
The angel of death over here, man.
Well, council left of his own accord, obviously, but the Brewers have a new manager. We've seen the firing of Adrian Griffith after they fired Budenholzer. And now we've got, what, Griffith's out and perhaps a new coach announced later in the day or... at least the press conference from the Bucs. I know you'll be going soon. So let's talk about the firing of Joe Barry. I thought he had survived once this Packer team kind of found its sea legs on defense. Mike, I thought he had survived. I thought we were going to move forward with this guy.
Well, I don't mean to be naive. I know that, and you know what? Matt LaFleur, when he put out that statement that obviously he had met with Joe yesterday, let him go. Put out a statement first thing, you know, business this morning, 8 a.m. We've let Joe Barry go. Thank him for his 3 years and said, this is one of the best men I've ever worked alongside in the NFL. They'd been together briefly when the two were together with McVay's team out there with the Rams. But Joe Barry is a linebackers coach. You know, he was on that. He was, I think he was the, defensive coordinator the year that the Lions went 0-16. Remember that 6 or 7 years ago?
Thanks for bringing that up.
Yeah, and Rod Marinelli was the head coach. Now, did you know that Joe Barry was married to Rod's daughter? You know that? Yeah.
No.
So Joe was married, you know, Joe married the daughter of the head coach of the Lions. They went 0-16, Rod Marinelli. And then one day, a guy from the Detroit Free Press stood up in the press conference and said, do you wish your daughter had married a better defensive coordinator?
Well, I hope the couple's not moving back in with dad soon.
The Lions yanked that guy's credential. He didn't get to cover the team for another 2 or 3 years until after Marinelli was out of Detroit. So that's one of the classic stories. But as for Joe Barry as a coach, at the end of the day, I think he, like I was on Jane's show earlier today, I said, you know, did you ever watch MASH, you know, with Hawkeye, Alan Alden, those guys, right? Yep. Remember Major Frank Burns? That's Joe Barry. That's Joe Barry.
How you know, so?
And that he knows football, and he knows things, but he says things all the time like, oh, well, I knew that. You know, like he as a defensive coordinator, he's always defensive. You know, like he says silly little things. Like you're sitting in a press, you know, when you sit at a 15-20 minute press conference with a guy, and he's trying to be as nice as his can be, but there's something, and he's very smart. I mean, my God, he's survived the NFL for 25 years, multimillionaire. Right. When the Packers went to London, he knew all the cool places to go to eat, all right? But and which wines to pick. But there's just times where he oversteps on trying to win a room. Like just the other day, we were talking to him about going against the 49ers. It says, and of course, you know, with this 49ers offense, I mean, you've got to be on your toes because, I mean, they're very good at something we call yak, okay, yards after the catch. We're all looking at each other like, yeah, Joe, we know what yak is.
Yeah, we know the acronym, man.
Everybody's been covering the NFL here anywhere from 15 to 40 years. We, you know, he says.
Now, the NFL, like you mean the National Football League, Mike? Is that what you mean? Okay, okay, just a second.
And you know, it's when little things like that happen, you say, can you imagine being in meetings with this guy for 3-4 hours a day? Oh, my God. So you start losing players that way. And strategically, you know, there's things that he did that he didn't seem to find the best ways to use the players that he had on the roster in terms of secondary coverage. There was an infamous, horrible game they played against Justin Jefferson and the Vikings in the season opener a year before, and Jair got upset. I got to think, though, too, once that game was over with Saturday night, okay, then they open the door, and they have exit meetings. And if you're Matt LaFleur, you probably brought in Rashawn Gary, who, interesting, didn't talk to us after Jair Alexander got suspended. The first time that Jair talked to us was when I was in San Francisco, in Santa Clara, for that post game, and then he finally talked to us on his way out the door for the season. But I got to think there's a couple of defensive leaders that say, you know, Joe, nice guy, but, you know, he needs to do this, he needs to do that, and, you know, we need somebody else in here to run our defense.
But, Mike, we would all nitpick our boss if we could pick our own boss. I don't like that guy, right? Nobody's ever going to pick me either, but Mike Clements, our fine sports reporter.
Well, look, you're right. LaFleur's still got to be, you know, the commander-in-chief there. And it's I'm interested as to how much he wants. But at the same time, he doesn't want to lose his locker room either. So, you know, at the end of the day, listen, every day in that place, 12 hours, 15 hours a day, you're being evaluated. Everything you do, everything you say. And if you're the one that's allegedly making the mistakes or not communicating the way you go about things, and some of those things were pretty open to us. And here's the other thing. You know, Joe Barry has been a guy in the sidelines with the headphones, talking to linebackers, moving, you know, platooning guys in and out. And when I went and covered that preseason game down in Cincinnati, 5 minutes before the kick, there's Joe Barry up there in the press box getting some Skyline chili, and I'm thinking, what's up with this? So I go in and follow him, and he's in the box. He's not, you know, the game starts in 5 minutes, dude. He's taking a plate of Skyline chili. It's like, oh, wow. So after the game.
That is good chili.
Huh?
It's good chili, though. You know, you got to give it to him. It's good chili.
I'm a big fan of it. You know, just don't sit next to him in the third quarter. But anyway, after the game, I said to LaFleur, is Joe Barry now working upstairs in the coach's box? He goes, yeah, that's something we're trying out. Yeah, LaFleur moved him upstairs so he could see the field better to make his calls during the game. So, you know, LaFleur's been trying to save him. And, well, let's try this, Joe. Well, let's try this. And eventually it's like, Joe, we're going to try somebody else.
And do you think that came from higher up the food chain? I mean, if LaFleur is saying such nice things about the quality of the man, you know, I don't usually fire someone and then say, and what greatest man I ever met. You know, those things don't usually pair together.
Well, you can be a good person and just not be successful or as successful as you need to be at the task you are doing.
Hell, you know, everybody in the NFL talks about, well, that defense is like the Vic Fangio defense, you know, very famous defenses he's had with the Broncos and the Bears and other teams before that. Guess who got fired today? Vic Fangio out of the Dolphins. He's free. So, you know, LaFleur talks about that defense all the time. They can hire him, you know. So one other thing about this, about Doc Rivers, did you know he was consulting Adrian Griffin during that NBA in-tournament session that they had, you know, a couple months ago? He was already consulting the team.
Did he do a Dick Cheney? Did he pick himself as vice president?
You might have something there. How about that? How about that?
You know, that was great sound you sent me from your conversation with Griffith, the coach, how he got his job. And you told that story yesterday, Mike. And I believed you, but you sent me the sound. And, man, it certainly confirms everything you said and more. Mike Clements.
I take a microphone wherever I go, boys.
Well, don't tell us about what happens after you eat the chili, Mike. Thank you so much for joining us here. Our fine sports reporter at Civic Media, Mike Clements. More Devils Advocates. Back to the politics soon.
Thanks, Mike.
Did you know this local radio station is part of Civic Media? Learn more about the entire network at civicmedia.us.
Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Republican lawmakers are rebuffing Governor Evers' calls for paid family leave and more help for public education and the child care industry. Senate Republican Majority Leader Devin LeMahieu.
The surplus should be returned to the working taxpayers who have given the state government more than their money than is necessary.
LeMahieu delivered the Republican response to Governor Evers' State of the State speech last night. Groups that work with victims of domestic violence and sexual assault are about to lose $30 million in federal funding. A state Senate committee will consider what the state may do this week. Wisconsin ranks number 7 for domestic violence homicides adjusted for population. Domestic violence killings in Wisconsin went up 20% from 2021 to 22. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now, here's what you need to know closer to home.
For 1490 The Eagle WLCX, I'm Jimmy Kuska. Republican lawmakers spent Tuesday traveling across the state to pitch their new tax cut plan. The series of four bills would adjust two tax credits, raise the exemption for state taxes on retirement, and update tax brackets. Senator Howard Markline, co-chair of the Joint Finance Committee, says that middle-class earners will see the biggest tax cut.
Under our bill, a working family making $150,000 per year would see a tax decrease of about $800 per year, and they would see this impact starting this summer.
The bills will be introduced next week. Two people are charged with killing 57-year-old Floyd Burdick in Juneau County last week. 47-year-old Donald Dahlberg and 27-year-old Crystal Timer were each charged Monday. Dahlberg is accused of homicide and arson, while Timer is charged with arson and mutilating a corpse. Court documents say Dahlberg shot and killed Burdick, and then the two suspects tried to burn the body and Burdick's vehicle afterwards. All three people are from Grand Marsh. For WLCX, I'm Jimmy Kuska.
The Todd Almost Show.
Luke Mathers, it's time for Tuesday Tangents with Lukester.
Everybody announced yesterday, schools are closed tomorrow. I feel like a boomer almost here, Todd, where I'm like, back in my day, we never got a snow day in advance.
I remember sitting patiently, like cross-legged in front of the television set, just waiting for the little ticker to scroll by. And if you missed it alphabetically, you had to sit there even longer.
The Todd Almost Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Doc Rivers comes back to Milwaukee. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Bucks' new head coach is Doc Rivers, replacing Adrian Griffin fired yesterday. Rivers played for Marquette, then the NBA. He's been a head coach in the league for nearly 25 years. TNT's Shaquille O'Neal.
He does have experience with dealing with large name superstars, Dame Lillard and Giannis. And he does have experience with being a defensive-minded coach. But again, as a player, you have to want to play defense. You have to want to have timely stops.
Former Marquette player, now analyst Tony Smith.
The one good thing about the timing of this is they have a lot of time. They're not yet to the All-Star break. You want to have a new coach in, give him some time to get ready for the stretch run.
A press conference has been called. The Bucks host the Cavaliers tonight. College hoops. Coach Greg Gard got his 100th career win as Wisconsin beat Minnesota 61-59. NFL, after three seasons, Joe Barry is out as the defensive coordinator of the Packers. Matt LaFleur saying in a statement that Barry is one of the best men he's ever worked with in the league. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Tonight, a cloudy sky, patchy drizzle or freezing mist in foggy areas with lows in the low 30s. More of the same tomorrow, clouds, fog, and some drizzle, highs upper 30s. On Friday, little change, drizzle, a cloudy sky, some foggy areas, and highs to the upper 30s. Currently 35 degrees.
The Todd Almost Show.
The immigration challenge in this country, as Jorge Ramos, the great author, likes to say, you can build as many and high walls and deep walls as you possibly want. But until you start addressing the problem within countries, people will keep coming. For all of our faults, people still look at America as that shining city on a hill and want to come here, and I believe that makes us stronger.
The Todd Almost Show, weekdays noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. On air, 1490 AM. Online, lacrosseeagle.com. And on the Civic Media app, this is Eagle 1490.
Gotten away with it too if it wasn't for those meddling Devil's Advocates.
What are we done with? Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show, the Hump Day Edition. Thank you, Mike Clemens, fine sports reporter. keep finding reasons to talk to Michael, keep firing coaches up around here. You know, the sausage making, not always a pretty thing, but, you know, we always get the finest of coverage from Mike Clemens. Thank you for joining us. One of the texters on the text line, texting in from the 608 on the WMDX line, said, Voss is sprinkling rat droppings in the sausage. I guess that's coming from Ed in Madison. Thank you, Ed, for your contribution. You can always text us. Get the shiny Civic Media app. It's a little button on there. Or you can use the call and text line, 844-967-2789. Think of it as sort of your hotline to Satan.
Hotline to Satan?
I just thought
this is not a Christian radio show, Michael.
Well, no, it's apparently a satanic radio show. But, you know, I was still.
Oh, man, that's what you guys always. I don't, you understand? Come on, Satan is the Christian God. Kabish, you get it?
I get where you're coming from. Let's not be a monkey wrench here, Dom. Let's talk politics. New Hampshire last night. We had some over-unders and some betting going on and some choice prognostication going on, Dom. So you were correct about Joe Biden, the write-in candidate. Young Joe Biden seeking office, trying to make it on the ballot. And apparently he was blocked from the ballot by the Democratic Party for changing the elective cycle. Not a mistake, though. Just ask Susan. Not a mistake. But anyways, the faithful... in New Hampshire.
Man, you just never let anything go, do you? It must have been bothering you all night long.
I was getting emails till like 11 o'clock at night. I'm at senior night with my kid. I'm Vic for one. I saw the one from Vic. Vic talking about his wife. Crudy, my wife doesn't like your Joe sandwich analogy. She said that's like, you know, a third grader. It's like at the bottom of the bag. And I'm thinking she gets my Joe analogy perfectly. That's exactly what I was implying. That was like a Scott Walker ham and cheese on Miracle Whip and well, maybe hold the Miracle Whip and you know, on some Wonder Bread.
Too spicy for him.
And that would be your Joe sandwich or your Wanker sandwich, as the case may be. Anyways, you can always be a part. You can be the meat and the devil's advocate sandwich right around here. You can be the guts and the sausage we make. 844-967-2789. But let's talk about Nikki Haley.
Well, hang on. Let's roll out the Joe Biden, the Joe sandwich, as you like to say, Crudy. The numbers. Did he get more than Trump in Iowa? Yes. Joe Biden, as of right now, you know, write-ins, apparently, about 95% of the votes in, according to the New York Times, 65,655 votes, just under 56% of the votes went to
and
Joe.
For the record, Donald Trump got about 56,000 people to caucus for him in Iowa. Not a strong showing, according to some, including Dom. So, Joe Biden, strong showing. We'll both put that in the good showing for a guy who wasn't even on the ballot.
Right, exactly. I mean, good enough, you know, based on our conversation. Did he get more than Trump in Iowa? Yes, he did. Significantly more. But whatever.
So, for let's those that on. Bet the over, Joe hit.
Right. Congratulations.
Let's talk about the president, the former president. Guy likes to still think he is the president sometimes. The Cheeto Messiah guy. How'd he do, Dom? He won!
Crudy, the former guy, getting just under 175,000 votes in New Hampshire, capturing 54.3% and 12 delegates. Nikki Haley, just under 140,000, getting 43.3% and 9 delegates. So 11, the spread between Nikki and Trump, 11.
So that's double digits. I would say that's a medium loss, not that's a small push. Loss.
I'm calling it a push, man. That's a push.
Well, the expectation, Nikki Haley trailed by as much as 20 in like the polling averages coming out of New Hampshire. So apparently she outperformed her polling, Dom. But the AP called this race in 11 minutes. 11 minutes, Dom. I mean, I am always disappointed when it's like 7-11. I'm waiting to go on to Matt at the senior night and my phone lights up. Oh, Trump won. You know,
did Trump challenge the results of this election? I mean, I didn't hear anything. This or Iowa.
No, that's an interesting point. Perhaps we'll get to that one soon. Nikki Haley, though, came out claiming a victory of sort. We got some sound of the second place finisher. That's like the silver medal she got in New Hampshire. Going to need our good and capable producer, Nate's help. Thank you, Nate. And thank you, says Nikki Haley, cut number one.
Thank you, New Hampshire, for the love, the kindness, the support, and a great night here tonight. Thank you so much.
She did acknowledge Trump, a little tip of the cap, cut two.
I want to congratulate Donald Trump on his victory tonight. He earned it, and I want to acknowledge that.
And then there's sort of a but. And this but actually apparently got under the very thin orange skin of the Cheeto Messiah. This one sort of set him off, so listen close. Here's how Nikki Haley describes it after losing by about 11 in New Hampshire. She's out of it, right? The race is over. Cut number three.
This race is far from over. There are dozens of states left to go.
Literally more than four dozen. About four dozen, right? 48.
Dozens.
So she didn't concede. She didn't bow out. She didn't call it a night.
Trump got 12 delegates. She got nine. Why would you concede on that?
Well, she got close to half, right? Cut four.
Today, we got close to half of the vote. We still have a ways to go, but we keep moving up.
Now, I don't want to hear her trash-talking the current president, because this is a new tone for me. No more bad-mouthing Biden. So we'll skip that. We'll pretend like it never happened, and we'll jump down to cut number seven. Although, you know, she still kind of sneaks a Biden in there. Cut seven, please. Haley.
You can't fix the mess if you don't win an election. We want to win. A Trump nomination is a Biden win and a Kamala Harris presidency.
They don't like that. Not at the second place silver medal speech in New Hampshire last night, Dom. But I think she's speaking some truth there. If Trump is the nominee, I think that assures us of a Joe Biden presidency. Not assures, you know, lots of crazy stuff can happen. But if you put him head to head, I like Joe Biden's chances. And I do think it positions Kamala well for, you know, when the vice president's looking at what's next for her, you know, let's say in 2028.
That was not my takeaway from that. I was thinking, well, either, you know, Joe will step down or pass on and it will be Kamala Harris. And they certainly were against that. But notice she didn't articulate how exactly that was going to go down.
One more from Nikki. She's got some Trump issues. Cut eight.
With Donald Trump, you have one bout of chaos after another. This court case, that controversy, this tweet, that senior moment. You can't fix Joe Biden's chaos with Republican chaos.
So that was Nikki Haley. She's the silver medalist out of New Hampshire, the bronze medalist out of the Iowa caucuses, which adds up to apparently a long presidential run. Here's what I would say. You got to make it through Nevada because Gruddy's going to be in Nevada. And I need a reason other than the Super Bowl being there this week. That week, it's coming up the week of February 6th through the 10th. The Super Bowl's on the 11th. But I will do four live shows. The For the Love of Democracy Tour 2024, Dom, sponsored by Chance Design Build, taking it on the road to Vegas. Tuesday, Nikki Haley, Tuesday, February 6th, will be the only viable participant in the Nevada primary. And I bet election night that Tuesday, Dom, I'm going to come out right now and predict Nikki Haley wins the primary. But Thursday,
no one else is running.
February 8th. There will be a caucus, and that will be the night that Donald Trump actually goes to collect the delegates from the state of Nevada. She's not participating in the delegate allocation So, you know, she's going to get something of a moral victory that awards zero delegates. And then we got to see if she does make it all the way to South Carolina. I'm already seeing headlines of headwinds for Nikki Haley. A lot of alliteration there. Struggle with that sometimes. Lots of headwinds. They want her out. The Republicans, the Trump supportive Republicans, Dom, well, hell, he's already won. Two states voted. He's the presumptive nominee. Why does she hurry up and quit already?
Well, right. She's just got 9. He got 12. And what? So he got 175,000 this time and just over 50,000 in Iowa, right? I mean, this isn't a lot of voters. It's lots of time. Now, I get the math. I get all that. But again, who is going to be there if the headwinds for the former president become too hard? Well, there's got to be somebody, man, someone waiting in the wings, someone else they can hitch their wagon to. If it's not Nikki Haley, there's no, I don't know what the Republicans would have for a second plan. Plan B.
Can they bring Mike Pence out of mothballs? Oh, no, they wanted to hang that guy. Trump's reaction to his glorious victory. And he went off the rails, for those that are unaware.
No, come on.
He couldn't just celebrate gracefully. He couldn't do a 3-5-7-minute victory speech. Thank you, New Hampshire. I win. You lose. I'm gone. That would have been a nice, subtle speech. That's not what he gave. Let's play what we can while there's time. And we know there's callers. We'll get to you as well. 844-967-2789. Trump, never forget history. Cut 10, please.
You can never forget history, because if you forget, you never recover from it. And you repeat. And we're not going to repeat.
He's doing some repeating right there.
Nikki Haley. The man is, he's a repeat box.
You're not woke unless and until you know history. More from Donald Trump. Did he win? I think he thinks he won. Cut 11.
We have no choice. If we don't win, I think our country is finished. I do. I believe our country is finished.
Yeah. I believe. Again, you got to consider the source. I mean, what's his credibility? Literally, folks. I mean, for real. If someone comes up to you and tells you things that never come to fruition over and over and over again, at some point, don't you diminish the value of that opinion? I think you should. Didn't he say, if Biden gets elected, the stock market's going to crash? Stock market just reached historic highs.
Well, if he's reelected, it's going to crash.
Yeah, trust me, next time. And in 2 weeks, we get the health care. A little bit more, Trump. She didn't win. Cut 12, please, Nate.
She was up and I said, wow, she's doing like a speech like she won. She didn't win. She lost.
And then the threat. And then he gets real thready. Right here, let's play it while there's time. Trump threatening Nikki Haley. Try it.
And just a little note to Nikki. She's not going to win. But if she did, she would be under investigation by those people in 15 minutes. And I could tell you 5 reasons why already. Not big reasons. A little stuff that she doesn't want to talk about. But she will be under investigation within minutes.
And my campaign will be leaking that to the press very shortly. Here's the reasons.
I have lots of information. I can't tell you. It's secret right now. It's secret.
It's coming out within 2 weeks. That
within 2 weeks, I'll let you know. If she did win.
That along with his Obamacare replacement plan.
Can't wait.
Come back with us. More Devil's Advocates. We're getting to the phone. Next segment. I promise. New Hampshire. What an exciting night. I stayed up late. I got home late. And then I turned it on. You know, after the late dinner with the son and one of his buddies, we flipped on the TV to see how New Hampshire really went. And of course, the Badger highlights. Enjoyed the Badgers beating Minnesota. Sorry, KTNF listeners. We always beat Minnesota. And I'm not sure what to think about last night, because I was hoping Nikki Haley could win. I thought there were enough independent thinkers in the Northeast that maybe.
Not bad, man. That's a push.
She's got to stay in, at least through Nevada. More Devil's Advocates. You got to hold through 6 p.m. Then the Maggie Dawn Show. But not yet.
Eagle 1490 AM.
It seems like everywhere you look right now, someone is sick. This year, prepare your family for airborne invaders like bacteria, pollen, and yes, germs with Navage Nasal Care. Navage flushes ultra-pure, refreshing saline in one nostril, around the back of the nose, and out of the other nostril. Navage sucks out viruses, dust, and other airborne particles, all the stuff that gets trapped in your nose, making you miserable. Don't get caught empty-handed this winter. Get Navage, the drug-free solution that helps you breathe easier, sleep better, and feel healthier. Even better, Navage is HSA FSA eligible, so Navage is a great way to spend those funds before they expire. Don't wait a minute longer. Buy Navage today and you'll breathe easier knowing you're putting your funds to good use. Navage is available online at Navage.com or Walmart, Walgreens, CVS, and Rite Aid. Navage, N-A-V-A-G-E. Clean nose, healthy life.
This is the talk of lacrosse. Eagle 1490 AM.
Think you know politics? Again, welcome to the Devil's Advocates.
Thank you for listening to the Devil's Advocates radio show. We're going to go through the lines. Thank you for your patience. 844-967-2789. Ross from Crawford County, welcome. What do you got for us today, Ross?
Hey, Ross.
Hey, guys. Thanks for the show, and thanks for letting me talk for a second here. So, Nikki Haley, I mean, I think that we, most of us recognize that when people are voting for Nikki Haley, there may have been, you know, the independents. New Hampshire's known for its independents, but it just shows how many people, how many Republicans aren't going to vote for Trump. And the exit polls, from what I read, show that, you know, they're kind of, there's still this anybody but Trump. So Nikki Haley, whether or not she survives, still represents this chunk that I think Trump and his MAGAs have to be worried about, is that these people aren't going to vote for
him. But Ross,
I think. Yeah.
Let me interrupt you for just a minute. I believe the man in the khaki pants, Steve Kornacki, over on the MSNBC, said effectively in the exit polling that they released that those that voted for Trump, 85% of the Republicans, declared Republican Party members, voted for Trump. A large number of the Nikki Haley contingent were independents, which, as we've talked about, in New Hampshire, effectively, if you don't have a party affiliation, you can go vote either way. So independents voted for Nikki Haley, and some Democrats expressed a preference for Nikki Haley. But that contingency is not the Republican Party. The great majority of Republicans, 85% of declared Republicans, made Trump their preference in New Hampshire last night.
Right. And we know that because Trump has taken over the party because of his cult of personality. But Haley still is this signal that there are a bunch of people who, during the Republican primaries, are not happy with him. So the question is, how do you gauge it? You know, but I think there were a number of Republicans that said, look, we voted for Haley because maybe partially because they wanted, you know, somebody fresh and new. But because, you know, she's not Trump. Now, the reason I think Haley is sticking in there is because she is part of a party of thoughts and prayers. And I'm sure she's praying every night that the Trumpster keels over and then she gets to sort of take it. Oh, she's betting because Trump is no picture of health. There's, you know, so he could easily keel over.
Very vibrant.
She'll be ready to take over. And there's some of us, there's a few of us that we don't want to admit it, but and maybe we have to ask for forgiveness, but there's some of our prayers might also be asking for the same thing.
Well, Dom doesn't pray, so I know that's not something you're guilty of, Dom.
I'll just rely on the actuarial tables, Ross. Thanks for the call, man. And I get your point. You know, obviously a large contingency of the declared quote-unquote MAGAs Republicans go for Trump, 85%, you think you said? But what does it say about the independents, right? The center Republicans and the independents are never going to go for Trump. It's just not going to happen. So while in this particular election in New Hampshire, it's a different dynamic than in other states, certainly you're not going to be able to have independents necessarily go out and support the less crazy Republican. So, you know, read into it what you will, but I still think it says a couple of things. It goes to show how strong of an influence Trump has on the MAGA party, and it just shows how terrible he does with those who are not in the MAGA party.
Do you think they'll pressure Nikki Haley out of the race in the short run, like between now and February 6th? Asking for a friend.
No, man. I mean,
but that's what they said about DeSantis, man.
Oh, I know. And DeSantis said it. So, you know, if I were Nikki Haley, I'd keep going. As long as
run, you got, Nikki, you know, run.
You have some time now, right? You're gonna get bombarded. You already said it, so you're already gonna be taking the heat no matter what you do, Nikki, right? So if you bow out now, you know, and you got to kiss the ring and be like a sycophant, like the rest of that Republican Party, or you can stand, you know, stand apart from that crowd. And what's the downside? You're not spending your own money. You got the Koch network behind you. You're going to your home state. Yeah, I mean,
Trump started issuing threats last night in New Hampshire. You didn't hear the thready part?
I get it. I get it. But here's the point. So what? I mean, he's going to issue threats. And every Democrat's a Marxist, you know, socialist, communist. No matter what, Trump's going to frame it how he wants to frame it. You cannot run a campaign or your life or politics based on what you think the other crazy ass former president's going to do. You got to do what you got to do.
844-967-2789. Dom never had a problem being himself. Steven from Green Bay, welcome. Be yourself, Steven. What do you got for us?
Hi, Steven.
I got something to say, which I think you both are going to find funny. But first, I got to give Curdy a little a quick amount of guff. I picked up and delivered a delivery order last night, and the time it took Crudy to talk about the Badger game and how bad Tony Evers was for scheduling that. And then I hear today that he didn't even watch a second of it.
It was my kid's senior night.
Yeah.
Middleton Cardinals. Go Cardinals.
You didn't know it was your kid's senior night? What kind of a parent are you, Steven?
I knew the Badger game tipped off at 6 o'clock.
Yeah, I don't have kids, so I guess maybe I don't understand that sentiment. This is what I got to say. I did watch the entirety of Tony Evers' State of the State address.
How'd he do?
And I watched on PBS Wisconsin. And the cameraman should win a Tony or an Emmy or an Oscar because he viewed it to where you could see Tony Ever, and just in the right corner of the TV, you could see Robin Voss's stupid face.
He's always smug back there, isn't he? Sitting behind the governor when he gives the speech.
Every time Tony Ever would say something you didn't like, you could see the stupid scowl on his face. And then shortly after that, you would see Tony Ever smile. And it just tickled me to death. I was living large last night.
The contrast between Boss Voss, who is suddenly feeling perhaps emasculated by the Supreme Court ruling, or soon to be, you know, but they have saved him from recall. So he's got that going for him, which is nice.
Thank you for the call, Stephen. 844-967-2789. Mark from the SAC. What's up, Mark? How are you doing?
Hey, Mark.
Yeah, thanks, guys. Yeah, and it's interesting to hear Trump speak. I mean, that last night, I saw the PBS had a thing on the Nazi Party here in America prior to World War II, and I go, boy, it's a lot of parallels into what we see today with Donald Trump and his crap.
Do you see what they're doing on the UW-Whitewater campus? Someone was projecting swastikas on the dormitory walls yesterday. Good thing we don't have any DEI training. The kids at Whitewater are doing great with the neo-Nazi stuff.
Good with the blood that they're chanting too. I mean, that is just it's terrifying. These guys are, you know, the fascist party in America now, and that's what Trump represents. And they're.
Oh, sorry about that, Mark. Thanks for the call, man. Yeah, pretty disturbing things going on at the UW, the swastikas, man. But it's
Whitewater.
Not uncommon.
That's at Voss's alma mater.
Yeah, right. This continues to happen here in the state of Wisconsin, man. They were marching through Madison a couple of months ago.
Come back with us. The Devil's Advocate. It's a happier, happy hour indeed when you participate. 844-96-PARTY.
Our dial position is off to the right. Our conversation, right in the middle. You're soaring with Eagle 1490, the talk of lacrosse. You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram. It's fully leaded education talk. Hard facts with a humorous twist. Check out Busted Pencils, Tuesdays at 7 on the Talk of Lacrosse. Eagle 1490 AM WLCX and on the Civic Media app.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow.
Wisconsin's home for daily conversations about the state's latest headlines and stories. Weekday mornings from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Soaring high above La Crosse, this is Eagle 1490 AM WLCX La Crosse and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.